construction was able to minimize some of the rain infiltration into the baggage claim area, but rain still got in and affected Amtrak's operations. Also, Dean Kolb Engineers required that we install temporary shoring within the baggage claim area to support the structure while we were doing the structural repairs, which also impacted Amtrak's operations. Because of these issues, we designated the repairs as an emergency, and we directed Dean Kolb Engineers to proceed with their redesign. Given the attached ordinance, which includes change order number 2, is for all those structural repairs that are now done and totals just under $288,000. With the first change order, which was slightly under $20,000, we are now 37% over the original contract of $832,000. This is a federally funded project through the Oregon Department of Transportation's Transportation Enhancement Grant Project. Because of that, ODOT will provide 50% of the additional funds, or approximately $143,000. PDC is also providing slightly less than 9% of the funds for the construction phase, which for this change order will be about $24,000. The additional 41%, or slightly under $120,000, will come from available Union Station operational funds. Also, as part of this ordinance, the overall project is now about 60% complete, and we do expect, because we're still fairly early in the construction phase, to incur additional costs due to unforeseen conditions. To keep the project progressing in a timely manner, we are requesting authority to expend an additional 10%, or $83,200 of the original contract amount, to account for those future potential changes. As a final note, an amendment to the contract with Architectural Resources Group, which is the prime consultant, professional services consultant under the contract, will be filed as an ordinance in the near future for the additional structural engineering work that was required. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Thank you. Anybody to sign up to testify?
No one signed up.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 159.
Authorized revenue bonds to finance the Enterprise Business Solution Project.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I'm Eric Johansson, debt manager in the Office of Management and Finance. Today's proposed ordinance authorizes the issuance of $9.1 million of additional bonds to complete the funding of the city's Enterprise Business Solution Project. You may recall in December of 2004, Council approved a previous ordinance that authorized $14 million of funding for the project. Today's proposed ordinance, together with the December 2004 ordinance, will authorize the issuance of up to $23.1 million in limited tax revenue bonds for the project. The source of repayment of the bonds, as well as for the $4.8 million in costs that will not be debt financed, is expected to come from annual Bureau contributions in the amount of $3.4 million per year. Finally, as required by the Uniform Revenue Bond Act, today's council action authorizing the additional borrowing must be done as a non-emergency ordinance. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I think I have questions for Jennifer, if you'd stick around, though.
Where do you stand on unionization? Just kidding.
So when you came before us in December 8th of 04, and we approved ordinance number 178947, the amount, the cost for the project was what amount?
$14 million was the estimate in 2004.
Okay, and the cost of the project, oh, I guess maybe I wasn't around then. Was I around then, 04?
No. Did you tell him where he was?
Yeah.
Spiritually or physically?
No, I wasn't in the office.
Let me check my GPS.
So I said us. I should have said this, the city council. And what is the estimated cost of the project now?
The current project budget is $27.9 million.
Okay. And you were before us at one point with this project, if I do recall correctly. It might not have been December 8th when I was sitting here, but you did sit before us and discuss this project and the reason for the cost increases, correct?
Yes, in October when we had the Ariston implementing contract before you, I reviewed with you the budget at that time, and you asked me about the confidence level, and I told you that it was high.
Okay. And so since that October, it has gone up to 27.9?
It was 27.9 when we met in October and approved that contract, and it has not changed. The what has happened is we got an authorization in 04 for $14 million for bonds. Since that time, as we developed the project and refined the costs, the project budget has been set. Before we went into implementing it at 27.9, this resolution, or action ordinance actually, would authorize us to issue $23.1 million of bonds. The balance of the project budget, unchanged from when we were before you before, to be paid from cash. We're well into the project now. We had our official kickoff for it in the first part of December, and we're almost through with the blueprinting phase for the finance track, and we're going to be live in November. So we're still on budget and on track with the project.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
Other questions? Thank you, folks. Is there a sign-up sheet on this?
I did not have one.
Anybody here who wishes to discuss this issue? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. The next two items, item 160 and 161, Commissioner Adams has requested they be pulled back to his office until next week.
Mayor, I'm still getting up to speed here. Do both of them come back or just 160? Sorry, I misspoke. 160 comes back, and if we could consider 161. Thanks, Vicki.
Hearing no objection.
Can I make a statement on 160? Because when it does come back, I want to know that TriMet and Metro are in full support of 160. I've heard some concerns to the contrary.
That's why I'm pulling it back to my office.
Okay.
I should read it into the record first.
Because we couldn't get him here today.
What did you say?
I should read it into the record. Item 160.
Please.
Support the Portland to Milwaukee Light Rail Project and the Portland Streetcar Loop Project, and seek funding commitments from the Oregon State Legislature.
Okay, hearing no objection. Please read the item 161.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Tri-County Metropolitan Transportation District of Oregon for preparation and submittal of a small starts project development application for the Portland Streetcar Loop Project.
Mr. Adams.
So this is the official application that we're making to seek the federal funding for Streetcar Loop to OMSI. It is a request of $75 million. It is now called the Portland Streetcar Loop Project, formerly known as the East Side Streetcar Project. And it is in cooperation and with the support of Metro and with TriMet. And we have Vicki here if you have any questions.
Questions from the commissioners? This is an emergency vote. Please call the vote. Is there anybody signed up to testify on this?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Anybody here who wished to testify on this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 162.
Authorize an agreement with American Specialty Health Networks, Inc. for the East Portland Community Center, Matt Dishman Community Center, Mount Scott Community Center, Southwest Community Center, and University Park Community Center to promote the use of Portland Parks and Recreation Fitness Facilities to seniors.
Mr. Saltzman?
I thought this was a second reading, but I guess, because I know we talked about this.
That's the other one, 163.
Right. This is something that provides, let me see here.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It should pass.
It helps provide,
it should pass.
Helps make our park facility fitness facilities available to seniors. It's a good thing.
I'm all for it. I don't care what Randy says. I'm all for it.
Is anybody signed up to testify?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anybody here who wishes to testify on this matter? It's emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 163.
Authorize a facility use agreement with the African American Health Coalition for Matt Dishman Community Center, University Park Community Center, and Columbia Pool.
Second reading, vote only. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Also a good thing. Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 164, second reading.
Authorize a license agreement with the State of Oregon on behalf of Portland State University to develop, manage, and operate a food-based educational gardening program on Portland Parks and Recreation Green Thumb property.
Second reading, vote only. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. We're recessed until 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I get it right. Right. Yeah.